Blog Talk Radio.
I love that music. I really do. I gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. I'm so grateful for it. It is 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, straight up on the 31st day of August, 2016. You are tuned into the Perspective Power Radio Network. This is Attitude of Gratitude. Team Gratitude is Annette Rochelle Aben, who is myself, and award-winning artist David Martinko. We invite you to go to David's sites, redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. You're going to find lots of great free downloads, super CDs for purchase, and I know that there's a brand new one in the works, so check that out. I'm so excited. Absolutely. I'm always excited to do this show. When I started this show ages ago, it was so that I would have a platform for reminding myself about gratitude. Back in the day, when gratitude journals were the rage, and they still are, don't get me wrong, but when they first came out many, many years ago, I had one. And then I had another, and then I had another, then I had another. So every year I'd have a new gratitude journal. And I remember looking back on them like maybe 5 years back. And I sat down one day and I started going through them and I thought, wow, look at that. That day I was grateful for licorice. And then one day I was grateful for, my neighbor. And then one day I was grateful for snow. And one day I was grateful there was no snow. In other words, the random things that I wrote down in that gratitude journal didn't mean a whole heck of a lot to anybody but me. But it was my attitude and my gratitude, right? And that's why the title of this segment is, It's Your Attitude, It's Your Gratitude. One of the things I never did with my gratitude journals, and this may seem a little strange to you, is I never showed them to anybody. Again, the reason for that was it isn't about a contest about who can be grateful for the best stuff. Or who's grateful for more better stuff, if that's a good way of explaining it. It doesn't matter if what you're grateful for has nothing to do with what anybody else is grateful for. You could be grateful for liver. You could be grateful for your own liver. You could be grateful for living another day. You could be grateful for the fact that somebody who was suffering in ill health didn't live another day. See what I mean? So if somebody saw you write in a gratitude journal that you were grateful that so-and-so passed away, they might look at you in horror and say, oh my gosh, why are you grateful that person's dead? And then you have to sit there and explain your gratitude journal. Can I make a suggestion? If that doesn't make you feel comfortable, why would you do it? I ask you a question, I make a suggestion. So the suggestion is, don't worry about what's on your journal. Don't worry about what you're grateful for. Just be grateful. The fact that you would choose something that somebody else didn't choose is so special. And it is just as special as you choosing something maybe 50 million other people choose. I'm sure there are people every day who are grateful for blue skies. Right? I'm sure that you could find out of maybe 10 random folks that you run into, I'll be going to the post office later today, maybe the store, and I'm sure that I would run into 10 random people, and of those 10, half of them would be grateful for blue skies. Doesn't mean there isn't anything special about blue skies. Just means that those, let's say, 6 people, 5 people, 4 people out of those 10 were all grateful for blue skies. So again, it's your attitude, it's your gratitude. As long as you are putting out the energy of feeling the best you can about anything, but feeling good, being happy, feeling joyous, feeling grateful, feeling amazing, then that energy is going to sort of, what's the word I want to say, ripple effect out into the world. It's going to give energy and lift to all other good feelings, and here's the bonus on top of all of that. It's going to attract more to you of what you can be grateful for. It's going to attract more awesome feeling to you. And it's going to take that, let's say, teaspoon of gratitude you've got, and it's going to expand it into a cup, and then expand that into a sauce pot, and expand that into, well, you can just imagine where I'm going with that. So it's really kind of cool. You don't got to be grateful for the whole cow, but you can be grateful for the hamburger. You don't got to be grateful for the egg, but you can be grateful for the chicken. It's your attitude. It's your gratitude. You could be grateful for Kleenex, but maybe not for the same reason I am. You could be grateful for coffee, but maybe nobody else around you likes it. I have a friend that's grateful for the smell of coffee. She loves the fragrance of coffee. Like, she'd walk into my home and she'd say, oh, Ned, you brewed a pot of coffee. That smells so good. But I know better than to offer her any. She doesn't like the taste of it. But she's grateful for the fragrance because my place, or if she meets up with another friend at a coffee house or wherever else, they're the only places she gets to inhale the fragrance of coffee. So she's not only grateful for the coffee, but she's grateful to be in my home where she can smell the coffee. Personally, I'm grateful to be in my home all the time, and I'm grateful to smell the smell of coffee all the time. So she and I resonate on that. But then there's other things that she loves to do that personally don't really do much for me, but she's grateful for those. See what I mean? I really believe that where we run aground in our attitude, gratitude ship here, that's going to be a whole other show, but it just sort of came to me to say this, so here we go. In fact, none of the show is scripted, so what do you think? But where we run aground with this is when we start putting C's in there, criticism, complaining, comparing. Complaining, well, gee, you're not grateful for what I'm grateful for. Does that invalidate mine? Criticizing. Well, look at, maybe I just said that, but anyway, you get my point. If you're going to sit there and worry about what somebody else is grateful for, it's going to stop you being grateful. It's going to sort of change the trajectory of your feelings. And feeling good is the most important thing. You can think anything you like, but when you feel it, it becomes part of every cell of your body. Feeling energy goes right into the very crux of what created you, meaning the cells, and they divided, and then they divided, and then they divided, and so on and so forth. When you fill your emotional energy with gratitude, you literally give like a big birthday cake to all your cells. It gives them something to feed on. It gives them something to grow on. It celebrates them. It honors them. That's what I meant by the birthday cake. It celebrates and honors them. And the cool thing is, like water to a plant, we need it. We need it. And you can akin your emotions to water. Yes, oxygen is the one thing that if we live without it for, and they can tell you how many exact minutes it is, we're out of here. We've become as dry as a dust bowl. But water is the majority of our bodies, which is why our emotions are so important to our body, our survival, our growth, our thriving, our very existence. So we tell ourselves, it's our oxygen, to think that having a working headset to use my phone to do my show is a great thing. And then I feel that connection. That's my gratitude. So my attitude is, it's cool. But my gratitude comes through in my emotions. And then the next thing you know, I am taking care of that headset. I'm putting it where it needs to go every night so it doesn't get trashed. I used to have a cat that loved to chew on my headsets. I'd wake up in the morning and I'd find these little teeny tiny teeth marks. And I say that because if you look at the cord, like I'm sitting here holding this cord up like you can see it. Can you see this? The cords are thin, so the teeth marks look tiny. And I'd go to use it, and I'd hear crackle, 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 and people would say, what's wrong? Do you have a bad connection? And then it would dawn on me, check your headset, Annette. I bet you left it out where the cat could get to it. Sure enough, Chomps would have had a field day with it, which meant trotting off to the store, buying another headset, trotting home. And then what I ended up doing with him and with another cat that I had, Baby, who used to love to chew my headsets, she was so grateful, I used to give her my old ones. And I'm sure it didn't hold the same allure because part of the fun of chewing on my headsets was the fact that I wasn't going to know about it, right? And they weren't supposed to. Cats are a little more clever than we give them credit for. So what I would do is I would put my new headset away and I would leave the old one out like it was the other headset, right? Like it was the one I wanted to use. And I'd come out in the morning and I'd see the cats just having a field day with that headset. And I was so grateful that I managed to please them and take care of myself at the same time. But the funny thing here is that energy of emotion, because the attitude you're putting towards whatever it is you're grateful for is life-altering. It's life-enhancing. It makes everything more than worth it. And it all came from making a statement and then owning that statement and then allowing that feeling to do something wonderful in your life. So it is your attitude. Therefore, it's your gratitude. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you're grateful for jelly beans. Doesn't matter if you're grateful for grape jelly. Doesn't matter if you're grateful for me this morning, it was Ezekiel bread and natural peanut butter. Why? Because I needed a really fast breakfast. It was like open the jar, slap it on the bread, close the bread, put everything back in the fridge, and hightail it into the studio because I wanted to be fresh as a daisy to sit here and talk to y'all. So that's what I was grateful for. Now, there were other people out there probably grateful for being able to go to that drive-thru and pick up that pre-made breakfast. Maybe other people who are grateful for the fact that they got up in plenty of time to make themselves a full-out nutritious breakfast filled with all the major food groups and dined on it sumptuously. So does it really matter? No. What matters is that we hold ourselves responsible for our attitudes and then give ourselves the gift of whatever it is we are grateful for. And you may or may not want to share it with people. I do happen to share, if you follow me on Facebook and at Rochelle Aben, you're going to find that every night, and I have missed a couple nights, and I was kind of shocked by that. One day I woke up and I went, oh, I didn't do what I'm grateful for, and nobody called me out on it. Are you kidding? After all these years? But when I go to bed at night on my Facebook page, one of the last things I'll post is grateful for, and I'll list three things. And sometimes I'll list four. It just depends on my mood, but usually it's three. And I stick with three because that was the routine I got into when I did my gratitude journals, was just picking three things. And there was a limited amount of space in those journals. So it was like print very tiny and put at least three things in there. Had like the Holy Trinity of gratitude. And then I'll ask the question, what are you grateful for? 9 times out of 10, I get responses. And a lot of them are things that are so personal to the individuals that I wouldn't know anything about that. I wouldn't know what that would feel like because I will never go through that personal experience. But here's the deal. Even if everybody put the exact same thing like I put, 10 fingers and 10 toes, that was one of the things I wrote recently. If everybody else wrote the same thing, we still would have a different reason for appreciating that, a different reason for being grateful for 10 fingers and 10 toes. And it doesn't matter. So if you'd like to share, you can hook up with Facebook and join the gratitude party. You can create a gratitude journal. You can blog about it. You can write a book about it. You can simply think about it. I think the writing it down really helps because once it goes through you, it's an unconscious thing, writing is, and it goes out into the ethers, and that expands that feeling of joy and love and appreciation, which uplifts everything, whether we're directing it that way or not. So it's your attitude, your gratitude, and I got to tell you how grateful I am that you tune in. The program is live Wednesday mornings at this time, whatever time it is in your time zone. We spend 15 minutes or so just chatting it up, getting our gratitude on. Who's we? You, me, and of course the other half of Team Gratitude here, which is award-winning artist David Martinko. And his music is found at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. You can find me at AnnetteRochelleAben.wordpress.com. And, of course, you can always tune in to the Perspective Power Radio Network, which is blogtalkradio.com/Perspective Power, and catch the archives because it's your attitude and it's your gratitude, and you can have it 24/7.